With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad gets ready to take on a talented James Madison team. And last week, tough one up in Orono. It's always a battle up there. They got you on a late field goal. What were the big takeaways for you out of that one?
Yeah, that game kind of went as anticipated, to be honest with you. Two really good defenses, very good against the run. They're number one in the conference against the run, and we're second or third. And so you knew that was going to be tough. Both of us playing with backup quarterbacks, so you knew that would be a challenge as well to have some consistent offensive football. So it was nip and tuck. It was 3-3 at halftime. The thing is that we had more opportunities to score really than they did. They had two red zone chances and came away with 10 points, a touchdown, a field goal. And we had four red zone opportunities and came down with 10 points, a touchdown, and a field goal. So, we didn't take advantage of the opportunities we had in parts of the game. A couple things got called back, but it was, a typical CAA hard-fought contest. Defenses were ahead of the offenses in this one, and it wasn't a ton of penalties. We did have one big penalty that called back a 50-yard run by Jack Shetlick, our quarterback, that would have given us a fifth red zone opportunity. He got down to the 18-yard line, but we had a hold on that play, so it brought it all the way back. So, missed opportunities again, and some untimely penalties to cause some plays back. And other than that, it was one of those close games that we just came up on a short end when their field goal kicker put a 52-yarder through the uprights with 3 seconds to go.
What is your quarterback status here going forward?
Zach practiced today, so we're hoping we can get Zach back for this game against James Madison. Jack, obviously, is getting reps in practice as well, so we can prepare both guys as best we can. And I think we'll know the status on Zach probably no later than Thursday. He did practice this morning. We had practice this morning. Guys came out, and they were good. They were still enthusiastic. The scout teams on both sides put forth great effort, which will then cause your offense and defense that are facing those scout teams to put forth great effort as well. Otherwise, they'll look bad. So it was a good day of practice, and Zach was out there. So we're going to get them both reps and see where we go. But, we're keeping our fingers crossed that Zach can be ready to play.
Let's talk about James Madison, perennially a power, just lost to Elon last week. But what are the Dukes doing well?
They're doing everything well. They're fast. Their size is – they've never been the biggest team we've faced within league, especially on our defense, but they've always been probably one of the most athletic and, fast teams that we've faced. They have a real good return game, so you got to be good on your coverage units. They do a great job getting down the field on their coverage unit, so your special teams has to be on point. Their kicker and punter are both very good. Their punter, he'll roll out sometimes, and if you're not containing him, he'll tuck it and run and try to run the fake. So you got to be ready for the rollout to their right, our left on defense, and then they'll keep them in the behind the shield and punt it to the left. So they're a multifaceted team. Obviously, they're what we're all aspiring to be as of late. They've been to the national championship 2 years in a row, winning one 2 years ago and losing last year to North Dakota State. So they're kind of the cream of the crop in the league right now. But after watching them on film versus Elon and Elon pulling out the victory, I think it's proven to everyone that no one in this league is invincible. So you have to go out and perform at a high level, and we're hoping we can do that this week.
What will be the biggest key for you to pull one out here?
Well, the key will be if we can control the ball. We have to improve on both sides, as I mentioned last week, our third down efficiency, getting them off the field and then keeping our offense on the field. The special teams will play a big part in it. Their kicker does a good job with touchbacks. Our kicker's doing a great job as far as kickoffs and touchbacks. I think they're first and second in the league, respectively, their guy. But he's probably got more touchback because they've scored more points and he has more kickoff opportunities. But you just have to be ready to, go out there and play a complete game. They are very explosive, so we want to try to make sure we can minimize the big play. We don't want to give up the 50-yard touchdown pass or the 40-yard touchdown run, those type of things. And obviously, we don't want to give up the big play in the return game, because they've had punt return for a touchdown, they've had kickoff return for a touchdown, and one of their defensive backs has had three interceptions for touchdowns. So you want to avoid those types of plays if you can. And then, we got to put some points on the board.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.